Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 38 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning, and it's 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Narrowly mixed undertones are seen in the Midwest cash hog markets to begin the week amid uncertain demand. Terminals are called steady to higher on a live basis, top prices from $33 to $40. Peoria called steady to a dollar higher today with a top price of $34. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, April 11th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,452. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $45.50 to $58.11. The weighted average was $55.39, a gain of $1.17 from last Thursday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $35.69 to $48.13, the weighted average $43.31. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 19,116. The base price range was $45.93 to $62.02. The weighted average was $58.40, a loss of 22 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.06 to $46.50, and the weighted average was $43.65. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good Monday morning, Mike.
Good Monday morning, David, and beautiful weather to start out the work week. Sunshine, mainly dry conditions. There's still a few showers left around in far southeastern Illinois and southern Indiana. Maybe showers is a little bit of an exaggeration, maybe just a few sprinkles here and there. And cold temperatures, and they'll be with us again tomorrow. And in response to the cold temperatures, soil temperatures have dropped back below 50 degrees across the entire state of Illinois. Last week, we did start to see that 50-degree line climbing up to around the Interstate 70 corridor, but again, with very cold conditions over the weekend and highs that probably didn't climb up into the 50s, even in the far south, the soil temperatures dropped back down. So we'll make a little recovery on that, especially from the middle of the week on. Dry conditions will be with us for at least the first half of the work week, and it's looking like the showers and thunderstorms that are arriving later this week may hold off until early Friday. Heaviest precipitation is headed towards the northern tier of Illinois and Indiana, and over the course of the next 2 weeks, we will still be at times a little bit above average on precipitation, but it doesn't look like any of the huge rainmakers are on the way. Cold, mostly dry weather continues this morning across the Corn Belt, although, again, a few rain showers linger in the Ohio River Valley. Lingering wetness and cool soils will further delay spring planting preparation, although, again, it does look like we will have nice recovery for the week as far as temperatures go, and the storm system coming in will keep things a little bit too wet to the north. Additional rainfall expected next week will limit field progress, but warmer temperatures between rain events will help to speed along drying rates so that some field progress will take place. Lows tonight will be in the upper 20s and 30s in the east and 30s and 40s in the west as the core of cold air starts to pull towards the Great Lakes and moves off to the east. And after that moves through, it does look like we will experience much warmer temperatures. As far as the delta in the southeast, 90% of the southeastern states did pick up precipitation over the weekend. Delta's area, about 65% coverage of rainfall, with amounts anywhere between a third up to an inch, maybe an inch and a quarter in some southeastern Louisiana through Alabama locations. Rainfall elsewhere was just a few one-hundredths of an inch up to around a quarter inch, with the northwest delta being mostly dry. High temperatures were in the 80s in the southeastern states, with 60s and 70s and a few 80s in the delta. Low temperatures were in the 30s and 40s with a few light freezes in western North Carolina and western Virginia. And it does look like, again, that as that core cold air slips off to the east, temperatures there will be a little bit cool for the first half of the week, but good recovery for the second half of the work week. For Brazil, excessive rain fell in southern Brazil during the weekend, with the greatest rainfall up to 4 to 8.25 inches reported from southern Paraguay into northern Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, and southern Paraná. Flooding is suspected. Rainfall elsewhere in the central and southern crop regions of Brazil ranged from anywhere from 2/3 of an inch up to 2 inches. Showers elsewhere were brief and light and likely failed to counter evaporation. Temperatures will rebound after a cool start to the week. More normal range is expected this weekend and for the next week. As far as Argentina, they did have a little bit of frost across Argentina. Frost and freeze conditions may have nipped the immature soybeans in the interior southeastern region. Yesterday morning and again this morning, extreme lows down to 27 degrees occurred in central interior southern Buenos Aires and La Pampa. Readings around 30 degrees occurred in northwest Buenos Aires, up to 32 in southern Cordoba. It does look like the majority of damage should be limited to bean quality issues. And with a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 9.53, down 3/4. Last trade up 11.25. July, 9.64, down 3. Last trade up 8. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 8.98, up 1.5. Last trade up 12.75. July, 9.13, up 2.5. Last trade up 12.75. May corn opened at 587.5, up 3.25. Last trade up 2. July, $6.50, up 3. Last trade up 2. December, 6.08, up 4. Last trade up 6.5. May beans opened at 13.44.25, up 11.75. Last trade up 21.5. July, 13.58, up 8.75. Last trade up 20.75. November opened at 12.68, up 5.5. Last trade up 13.25. May soybean meal opened at 3.45.30, up 80. Last trade up 2.40. May soybean oil opened at 60.17, up 23. Last trade up 96. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have crude oil prices up, the U.S. dollar down, soybean oil overnight sharply higher. All adds up to a little bit of a firm open.
Should be a firm opening, I think. I think we're going to still stay choppy, much like we were last night. I mean, dollars just marginally lower, and the crude's just marginally higher as far as crude goes. I mean, we're only up 45 cents right now. So, I mean, I think the trade is going to sit here and look at the weather forecast, and they're going to build a lot of their impetus based on what they feel like the weather's going to do. We're definitely into the weather market. We did have crush out this morning. Crush comes in at 148.2, basically on the same type of a mode of what we were through the month of February. I think if you pencil that out on a daily basis, means you had three more days for the month of March than you had in February, you end up with the crush being about the same each day. We'll start to see that flow down a little bit with some plant shutdowns as we move through the spring and summer, but in general, I think crush is just going to start to pull back a little bit. We had a little bit of export activity overnight with 216,000 tons of corn sold, part of that unknown, part of it South Korea. I think all but 50 of it was for old crops, so we continue to see some corn sales move along, which is semi-supportive to the corn market, but it's still going to come back to weather. Our guys talking about some rains moving in here on Wednesday or Friday and Saturday. That's going to slow things down a little bit, and until we can see that we're going to have widespread planting taking place across the Midwest, there's going to be some underlying support under these markets.
Okay, then, given what you know about the weather for the next 10 to 14 days, what do you think producers ought to be doing with their marketings?
We're back above $6 on corn in general for new crop. I think that you step out here and you get half sold up at these levels myself. I like having half my crop on the books here when you're sitting here 70 cents above what your loan or your insurance guarantees are. I like getting some stuff on the books. I think once the planters start rolling, this thing could back off fairly actively. So either via options, and in options, I'd probably be using the July options as opposed to the D's to try and get through this time period myself.
backing off to what kind of levels do you believe?
I think that new crop could drop all the way back down into that low 5 to 525 range myself, Dave.
And in the beans?
Beans, I'm in the same mode. I think beans, we're going to have plenty of beans to go around, especially the beans. We're getting some positive talk out of Argentina that we're going to see that come in here and start to play off of our export market. We'll start to slip back as we see those Argentine beans come available. So I think you've had a nice retracement here in the bean complex. I get some beans sold.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock. What are your thoughts there today?
Well, this hog market, we've still got a lot of kill that has to take place. So we've had a nice run back up in the June hogs. I tend to think that hedging is applicable at these levels because I think we've got a lot of hogs that liquidation is going to start to take place, and we're going to drive this cash market down. Now, I wouldn't sell anything in the forward, say, February, Aprils of next year. I tend to think everything should be nearby hedging. The forward months, I'm going to let them play out.
Thank you very much, Brian. You have a grand day today.
You too, sir. Thanks.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.